This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
We can have the largest economies and the most lethal weapons anywhere on earth. But if we do not have strong families and strong values, then we will be weak and we will not survive. If anyone forgets the critical importance of these things, let them come to one country that never has. Let them come to Poland.
And that has echoes of John F. Kennedy, actually. Let them come to Berlin, Charles.
Look, I thought it was a great speech. And the contrast was not so much, I think, to the Obama apology tour. The contrast was to Trump's own inaugural address. This was a refutation, root and branch, of the ideas underlying the inaugural address, which was America first, the Allies are parasites, we're not going to stick up for ourselves. There was none of that. It was the opposite. This was an ode to treaties and to alliances and even in some ways to trade. This is completely new. And I thought the way he treated Polish history was amazing. Normally we harp on the depredations of the Nazis. Trump went out of his way to harp on the depredations of the Soviets, both during the Second World War when they stood outside the gates of Warsaw and allowed it to be razed and destroyed by the Nazi in the uprising, and then heaping opprobrium on how the Soviets treated Poland during the Cold War. And then to top it off, he talked about the monopoly of meaning. He's obviously talking about the Russians. The use of monopoly and pressure in energy resources that's been going on. This was a very anti-Russian speech, very uncharacteristic of this president. And the only question the polls have today is, will he mean it tomorrow?
I'm not sure I agree, Scott, that it was uncharacteristic of Trump. I thought it was characteristic of Trump. His life, yes, and all the foibles and all that kind of deal is what you want to focus on. You know, that's up to you. Obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal here. But when it comes to Donald Trump, you have people that want to accentuate the negatives. Can you imagine, you know, being around people that all they did was look at all the bad stuff, the things that were less than and lacking in your life?
I think the uncharacteristic part was that it was directed at. I mean, I don't think him being, you know, very boisterous and critical is so uncharacteristic, because I agree with you. I think he's very strong and he's very, very outspoken. But I think the part that was uncharacteristic is that he was taking very direct shots at Russia, mm-hmm. and it was like, and we all know that he's meeting, right now they should be sitting down at the table, him and Putin. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the part that was uncharacteristic, because he hasn't really ever taken shots like that at Russia.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think maybe part of this is that he's growing into it. I think like any leader. And let's set aside for the moment a world leader, a political force like Donald Trump. You know, when you first get into that position, I mean, look at where do you go to school to learn about being the president of the United States? I mean, do we have, you know, president of the United States 101A or something that I missed in the current college curriculum, or, you know, some kind of community college you can go to and take? I mean, you don't know until you know. President Obama even had to admit as much, and just about every president. Go ahead.
To answer that question, I think it's you're born here. You grow up, you see it, you realize that, you know, there's something I want to change, mm-hmm. and then you fight for it.
Yeah, but when you get there in the office and you begin to get pummeled by the nuances of what the office and what being president is all about, I see Donald Trump maturing and growing into this office.
Well, then you have to just do what the old The old classic adage, you know, fake it till you make it.
Yeah, I guess. Well, he's moving along, and boy, on the world stage, he's been doing a stellar job. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Hey, Life with Lauren coming up next.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, it certainly is nice to meet some of Ricky's friends after all these years.
Lucy quiere que le diga que está muy contenta de conocer a los amigos míos de Cuba después de tantos años de casados.
Ah, muchas gracias.
Did you have a nice boat trip up here?
Mommy, they're not hard of hearing, you know.
Bill Martinez.
Hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop us an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for the Lolo Girl. Yes, we're talking Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Weren't you like Miss Firecracker 1 year or something, you know, in one of your beauty contestant days?
Listen, just because we're from Mississippi doesn't mean we have things like Firecracker and Miss Moon Pie.
Well, no, I didn't say Moon Pie. I mean, hey, I was being respectful. I said Miss Firecracker because you're dynamite. I mean, you know, aren't you?
Oh, well, in that case, I was Miss Portsmouth Seawall Festival in Virginia, so I was runner-up to Miss Mississippi America, first runner-up to Miss Mississippi USA, and then I was top 10 Miss Virginia. And I wasn't really a pageant person. I was just a singer. And so people would talk me into doing them just because I sang. And I was real involved when I was like 18, 19. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm not graceful. This is not for me. And then some friends talked me into coming back and being involved when I was probably like 25.
Uh-huh.
And so I had like a 4 or 5 year lapse. And back then it was 27-year age cutoff. Now it's younger, which I think there shouldn't be an age cutoff. As long as you're not married, don't have kids, you know, you've always been single, I don't think there should be an age cutoff, but there is. Mm-hmm. And they taught me into coming back and doing them, and I just waited a little long. I think if I had longer, I probably could have actually, you know, taken a state crown, because it takes time to kind of really get your sea legs in that whole world. But it was great because it paid for my grad school.
Wow.
My graduate school was paid for through the Miss America pageant system.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And here you are. Thank you very much. College professor, motivational speaker, national radio personality, near 30 years in the media. I mean, you're just beyond wonderful.
Well, thank you for saying that. Some days I feel like, man, what else do I need to do with my life? Matter of fact, I just talked to my husband about that, because it's like no matter how old we get, we still are like, what is my next adventure? And so I was talking to him about my career and different things, you know, so that never changes. Even if we're, I think, 60, 70, 80, we're thinking, okay, what's God got for me today?
Exactly. Yeah, what it's God has for you today is moving. Let's move in the middle of everything else.
Oh, my word. I'm having to leave to sign my closing papers, and I'm like, I told my husband, I'm like, okay, look, while I'm gone, you need to pack the toys, you need to clean all the sheets. And he's like, honey, I mean, he's like, look at all I have to do, because we have like 8,000 things to put in boxes. So we're kind of panicking that we're probably maybe not going to sleep tonight.
Yeah. Well, there's got to be a calculus on this whole situation in terms of, you know, moving, depending on the, you know, it's like there's so many weeks involved with every 1,000 square foot of, you know, space you have. And then if you add kids in it. Oh, speaking of which, that picture of Knox with the flag. Oh, my. What a sweet pic. I'm glad you sent that out. That was really precious, by the way.
Great. I mean, it just says a lot
so cool.
about, you know, he is now, you know, United States citizen. We got his official adoption papers. Remember, I was talking to y'all a couple weeks ago in the closet at the courthouse. We were doing the final adoption papers, and we got it in just yesterday.
Oh.
And, it really is kind of neat. But, yeah, with our children from Nepal and from China, we're going to visit. We'll wait till they're a little bit older, but we also want them to know their homeland, where they're from, and then they're also an American, you know, so they have both, which is such a blessing. But yeah, this moving thing with kids, I'm just like, oh, my word, I wish Uncle Bill was here.
I bet you do. Yeah. Hey, and the thing is with Knox, hey, tell Knox we're going to China, we're going to go talk to the boys, we got to square away this North Korea thing. You know,
I think he
could make that happen. You know, we'll straighten him out. President Jing will understand. You know, Knox comes in, he goes, "Hey, all honor and glory." And I mean, and Knox is so kind; he'll share his dessert with President Jing. What do you think?
Share his dessert? No way, that ain't happening. He's a sugar man. You know, you guys are so sad. We talk about our influence because in China, they don't have sweets like we do. You know, we have like blueberry pie. Cobbler and Italian cream cake and all that yummy stuff. They have like more angel food, spongy, but it's not terribly sweet. Because when I was up there, I was like, I need something really sweet. And so when we first got him, he wasn't into sugar. Oh, now, I mean, that's all.
Oh, you've shocked his system. I mean,
that
really, when you think about it, of all the things that we could do to the world, is our consumption of sugar is over the top, Lauren. I mean, what is wrong with us as a culture?
Guys, I am changing my ways because I was raised in the Deep South where we ate sugar at every meal. Like, your tummy did not feel like it was completed at each meal unless you had some dessert, even at breakfast.
Yeah.
And so I grew up like that. And my dad's a big sweetaholic. And I have decided, I guess in the past maybe 3 or 4 months, only if it's a treat. I'm not doing a lot of carbs. And you guys, I'm telling you, I look like a different person. From just 2 or 3 months of saying, unless it's a special occasion. Now, it was Channing's birthday last week, and I'm going to tell y'all right now, that birthday cake was about the best thing I had put in my mouth.
It didn't have a shot, huh? You just, it
was drooling.
Birthday cake dust.
I was coughing. I did, but I had this one little piece. It was icing and everything, and I just, like, breaking it. I just do every single morsel I just savored. And so then I'm like, that's it. But even my husband's noticed. He says, you know, you really look, you know, you look different. I mean, if you just are patient with it, and this is so funny, y'all. Channing is 8, and she kind of has to watch her weight. We're like me and Robin. I mean, he weighs like 40 pounds. He's going all the time. We're trying to shovel calories in him. We're trying to curtail hers. And so she sees me going through all this, trying to manage my weight always. And she goes, Mom, you know how you get those Nutrisystem boxes from Walmart? You think I could get one? Because I want to try Nutrisystem. And I was like, oh, Lord, it's starting already.
Oh, there it is. Oh, my goodness.
He's 8 and wanting to go on Nutrisystem. I'm like, you got time to deal with that later. Just enjoy yourself.
Yeah. She's watching too much Marie Osmond. I think that's what's going on, you know.
Is that Nutrisystem? I get a mix.
Is that Nutrisystem? I don't. Yeah, she's whatever.
Well, but, she probably has been.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. You know, I'm doing pretty good. I'm 8 weeks vegan now, and I'm doing pretty good here. And I've not fallen off the wagon. I've been holding pretty steady. I'm kind of proud of myself, if I can say that. You know,
well,
so
Robin has pulled me into being a carnivore because, you know, I was a pescatarian, raised fish only,
right.
And then I was pretty much a vegetarian, and I don't eat a lot of meat, but I do want y'all to know that my father was pescatarian, now been vegetarian for about, I would say, 10, 15 years, and he read a study that people that live to be, like, over 100 and are healthy, you know, not, like, laid up in the bed, I mean, like, really active still, one of the key components and the common thread in their diet choices was no meat.
Yep. Exactly. It's amazing.
So that's just something we all need to think about.
Yeah, and there were studies that, you know, that even chicken, in some cases, not as good, even worse than meat. Fish as well. I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of crazy, you know. So, but for me, you know, as a Mexican vegan, man, whoever thought you could put those two words together?
So what do you eat if you're eating Mexican food?
Beans and rice salsa. You know, no cheese though. No nacho cheese. It's a bummer. That part's bad.
Oh, you're that strict. Like you're not doing from the dairy.
I'm
hanging in there, so keep praying for me. I'm telling you. Hey, we've got more from Lauren Kitchen Stewart. It's her life. It's according to her, as we stay above the fray. And more from Lauren on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Oh, they're not going to understand me. I'm not going to be able to understand them.
Now, look, honey. They speak a few words of English. You speak a few words of Spanish.
Oh, I've forgotten my Spanish.
Well, you took it in high school, didn't you? Don't you remember anything?
I remember I flunked.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Lauren Kitchen Stewart is with us. We're visiting, talking about this and that, life, because it's her life. It's according to you. It must be nice when it's your life according to you.
It is nice. Matter of fact, last night my child said something kind of like this, and I'm paraphrasing. When mama's happy, everybody's happy. And Robin's like, uh-huh.
It's a simple life. Hey, it makes it easy, you know. That's all you got to do. You got to check it out. Hey, by the way, speaking of which, you can find Lauren on Facebook at Living Life with Lauren. Right? Living Life with Lauren. And Instagram under Lauren Kitchens Steward. So just like that. So you can track her down and you can be part of her continuing life and saga. And it's just so much fun, especially, you know, watching the kids, how they're growing up and enjoying the holidays and everything. So so everybody had a fun time. 4th of July, Knox looks like he was having fun.
Well, 4th of July was Knox's Gotcha Day from China. So
yeah, exactly.
We're looking
right at
all these Facebook posts saying a year ago we were in China with him, signing the paperwork. And then Channing's birthday is July the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot
of
celebrations going
on at that time.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah,
so
just keep the cake.
For us to remember.
That's cake and ice cream. Just keep it rolling here. You know, that's it, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Squeeze it all into one little celebration. But it was neat for us to talk to him about America. God bless America. And we were out on a boat, and I videoed this and put it up on Facebook that our son Miller was rafting. You know, where you put the raft and pull it behind you. And I was saying, Miller's rafting. God bless America. And Danny's like, and happy Independence Day. And I was thinking, like, wow, that's great. Happy Independence Day. Yeah, girl, you got it. So
that's
you know, they're learning about what it is to care about your country, to be involved. And kids watch you more than what you realize. Your reactions, your choices, how involved you are. And I think y'all might remember that even during the election, I mean, Channing was like, now this is what I feel. And we're like, okay, don't be telling that we said that at home. Everybody doesn't even know we said that.
Yeah.
But yeah, she would come out in public and say stuff, and we're like, but she had an opinion, and she understood why we were making the choices that we were. So when you're a parent, godparent, guardian, grandparent, it really keeps you on your toes with the choices you're making, because you're influencing someone else, even greater than, you know, with you working with them. Because when kids see what you choose, whether it's right or wrong, if you're their, you know, you're their parent, you're their guardian, you're their person that caretakes for them, they are going to think what you do probably is good and right if they love you. You know, if it's a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of responsibility.
Well, the other thing, you know, speaking of 4th of July, you know, I want to focus a little bit with you, Lauren, on civic responsibility. We were having a discussion with the former lieutenant governor of Florida, Jennifer Carroll, and we were talking about how civic responsibility has been left out of the culture. It's not being taught in school. You know, when you and I went to school, you know, your hand over the heart. I mean, I've seen presidents of this country that don't even know how to, you know, put their hand over their heart when they hear, you know, the national anthem. It's like, you know, what's up with this? You know, we got sports celebrities making $1 billion. Thank you very much for all the vets that paid the ultimate price from day one for our country. And these guys can't even stand still and respect the flag. They're bouncing around. You got people, you know, that drives me nuts. I got to tell you, that's one of my pet peeves when I go to, you know, a game and a public event like that. And people cannot respect the flag. And, you know, if they're not part of, they don't have any skin in the game, they haven't been in the military, they just think, you know, it's all very casual. It's okay to talk and be disrespectful, but you know, we need some, you know, civic education, and you know, for the kids, because they're not getting it at school. So parents can't just expect it to be, you know, taught at school anymore. They've got to example it, like you say, at home.
Well, I grew up where we still had prayer over the loudspeaker every morning. And so to think about how far it's come, and then we did Pledge Allegiance to the flag. And, you know, we would sing in class sometimes together, you know, God bless America. Mm-hmm. And I think what you're saying is so true. It starts at home, that respect for the flag, that respect for our country. And see, our generation, most everyone that I would say is probably 50 and over, your parents or grandparents served in the military, and you've heard their stories. I mean, one of my uncles was on the death march on Bataan. He was one of the last ones to pass away. I mean, and he would tell us stories, or his son would tell us stories that I could share with you all sometime that will just, you just can't even believe what these people went through. Then I had another uncle that was in Pearl Harbor when all that was going down. And then, was it the Arizona that flipped over?
Yes, Arizona, right. It's still there. It's still in underwater, right.
Still there, entombed. He was, I believe, on the Tennessee, and he remembered diving, trying to save his friends. And then my father tells stories about when he was in the Air Force and the plane almost broke apart, and the pilot stuck with the plane a little bit longer because my father didn't have a parachute. And, you know, we're clinging to these stories. So for our generation and older, we've heard these things from people we love and cherish. But with the younger generation, they're not hearing that. So it's important to share those stories from what you've heard, you know, from your grandparents and your dads and your great-grandfathers. Let those stories carry through, because when it's personal, it means more. And then they see what was given for this country for us to have the rights that we have. It's easy for them to forget, especially millennials. Now, I heard the new generation, though, they are actually becoming more conservative, and that's interesting to me. And Robin and I just talked about that last night. I don't think it's millennials. I think it's, what's after millennials? Is it Z? Generation Z?
Is it now that generation? Well, I think millennials, though. I see a movement of millennials. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, that old saying, you know, experience defines preference. And I think these young kids are seeing, you know, how, you know, the previous generation has kind of messed things up a little bit. But what they have to be careful about is the verbiage out there and the move to socialism and what that represents. This whole idea of entitlements, the way that's encroached on the culture, it is really putting a filter over their minds in such a way that is a bit delusional. And they may have to experience, my father used to say, sometimes people have to fall off the roof and hit the ground to realize that gravity does exist.
Mm-hmm. Well, also respect for the office of the president.
Well, without
a doubt. In the past, there have been people that maybe I didn't vote for to be in that position, but I still respected that position that they won. I respect that office. And just last night, I saw someone, it was on my Facebook, and they're apparently from the hometown I'm from, but just going off on President Trump, so disrespectful. And you know, you guys, I had to make a choice, because I wanted to write, serious, wow, you're embarrassing me, but I just deleted it. I'm like, I don't have time for that, to be that disrespectful towards our president. You know what? If you don't support what he is doing, his stances, you know, the people that are leading this country with him, well, just watch what you say. Because
exactly.
There's something in me that when it comes to authority, I shudder if I'm really going off and saying unkind things about people in leadership, because I was taught to respect the office.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a godly principle, that God places leadership in place. If he does, who are you rejecting? You know, and, you know, the thing is, I love right now, which is very rich, Lauren, and this stems from, you know, Morning Joe with things that Mika have said that, you know, we've had Congress people speaking to Donald Trump's mental capacity. You know, when you have psychiatrists and psychologists coming up saying, well, I know I shouldn't be doing this and I haven't really, you know, talked to him, but in my opinion, he is unstable, and they go off and they just unleash, you know, all these bombs about his mental capacity. And I go, wait a minute, you just said you're not qualified to do it. And then you spent now the next 5 minutes, you know, putting all these platitudes out there. You know, what is it? Either you're not qualified or you are qualified. What's the real answer here?
Well, and what concerns me is the venom behind it.
Yes.
You know, what is going on in their personal life? Because of what this man said on Facebook, I wouldn't even repeat to you. Like, it was that horrible. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Because, like I said, even if I didn't, you know, support previous presidents where I was aware as an adult or a young adult, I still would not come against them and say nasty things like that. I might say, I'm not sure about that. I don't believe what they're doing, but that it stopped at that.
Well, I'll tell you, speaking
of anger.
Yeah, speaking of stopping, we got to stop it right there, or we got to put a wrap on it because we're out of time. Once again,
we need another break.
Yeah, always a joy to have you here. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, yes, the Lolo girl with us. Hey, say goodnight.
I'll get off my soapbox. Y'all have a great weekend. Much love.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us for the ride as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. And when it comes to money, the guy that has all the facts is the one and only America's Money Answers Man. We're talking about Jordan Goodman, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. So when you left after 18 years, did they get you the big gold watch, or you were 2 years short of it or something? What happened?
I got a gold watch. I did. Yeah.
Well, good.
18 years is pretty. I don't think they do that anymore, Bill. But at the time, I did. Yes.
Well, because people, you know, they don't last for 18 years.
That's true.
That's just the way it
happens. They get an iWatch today. They don't even want a gold watch.
Yeah. Who wants a watch? Who needs a stinking watch anyway? It just reminds you that you're late, is all.
That's right.
And lots to talk about. We've got Trump overseas. The fans are having all kinds of fun here. The media doesn't know what to do with itself because, you know, Trump's looking too good overseas as he, you know, is in the middle of the G20 meeting with Putin and all the fun people over there. But meanwhile, we got interest rates. And the big question domestically is, what do we do now with our money?
So Fed Reserve has raised rates twice so far this year. Mm-hmm. They clearly want to raise rates another time, probably September. But the numbers that are coming in, Bill, are definitely showing weakness, and they're going to make it harder for them to do that. We've got inflation at 1.4%. They want it to be 2% or higher. We've got car sales that have been down for 6 months in a row. In fact, the car companies have been cutting back in various ways. Retail sales have been on the weak side. Even home sales, to some extent, have been on the weak side because there's not enough inventory to buy.
Exactly.
So there's just a lot of signs of economic weakness and not the inflation you need to combat it. The Fed is raising rates not because the economy needs it, because of, they want to kind of normalize things, get back to where they were. But that's good. It's definitely slowing the economy, and I'm not sure that's particularly what they want amidst all these other geopolitical issues going on.
Well, I'm going to say, I mean, I got to think Main Street's going to start pushing back on their senator and congressman. That's why they want to go home and have town halls, because, you know, at every turn they seem to be delaying the process and not giving this administration a fair shot at it.
Well, the big things that are coming up on the economic front is the budget, which is probably going to end up being a continuing resolution, and raising the national debt ceiling. Remember, we hit $20 trillion back in March.
Right.
And they're playing games right now, and maybe it's going to be end of August, early September. They run out of money, they're going to have to raise the national debt ceiling. So those will be two kind of hot-button issues that are going to be kind of hanging over the economic situation.
Yeah, and in the midst of that, you got the health care debate going on. We got tax reform that we're talking about. And all the people that are used to all the ornaments and all the gimme, gimme, gimmes are going, wait a minute, if you take away all this money, there are no more gimme, 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 gimmes.
That's correct, and they're not going to be happy. It's very hard to take away entitlements once people get them.
I want you to know that's a very sophisticated political term, by the way, gimme, gimme, gimme. I just want you to know that.
Well, yeah, it's not take, take, take. It's give, 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 I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
But the givers are not in a particularly giving mood these days here.
Well, there's not much left. I mean, how much can you give here, you know? I'm down to my last pint. If I give that away, I'm going to die, and you're killing the goose.
One place that is not giving are the banks. I mean, the banks have been raising what they're charging on interest rates, on credit cards, student loans, small business loans, car loans. They're raising the rates on that. But they are not raising what they're paying on deposits, right?
Of
they're keeping
not.
Them pretty much at zero for CDs and savings accounts and money market funds, and therefore the bank profit margins have been widening, and they actually just recently had their so-called stress tests with the top 34 banks all came through with flying colors because they're making so much money, and they said they're going to announce $93 billion in stock buybacks and raising their dividends between 60 and 100%. So the bank shareholders are doing very well, I might say.
What about the CEO payouts?
They're all tied to the stock, and the stock is doing very well. And, of course, when they raise the dividends, the CEOs get more dividends as well. So the bank shareholders are big winners here. But I'm concerned about those depositors out there that are sitting there earning pretty much nothing while the banks get rich. I mean, I've said before, there are ways. You don't have to kind of sit there like a lump and take it, Bill.
Yes, right.
One thing I've been doing, which has been helpful to a lot of folks, are these commercial mortgage bridge loans.
Exactly. Great idea. I love
a way of getting 6%, quite safely over 1 year. A website for that, commercialmortgagebridgeloans.com. So there's a way of you getting 6% instead of sitting there like a lump and getting zero from the bank.
Exactly. The ante is still about $25,000, right?
Correct. Correct.
So that's
but there's
minimum.
No commissions involved either as well. So all of the money you invest gets fully invested. And they're investing in commercial properties that are renovating or improving somehow. And they can't get loans from the banks either because the banks are so tight. The banks are getting it both directions. But the consumer's getting hurt, the saver's getting hurt, and the borrower's having a hard time, both on commercial properties and on mortgages. You have to go through hell to get a mortgage these days.
I'll tell you, if the banks aren't proactive on this, Jordan, it's gonna come back on them. I mean, Elizabeth Warren is going ballistic, and she's having all kinds
more
of
fuel.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. And then there's just not enough Republicans to fight off the firepower because Main Street is going, hey, what's up with all this? Because then we're going to start hearing about how well the CEOs did, and everybody else is still trying to make it on a reduced income.
Exactly. Yeah, it creates this whole 1% class envy kind of thing, which feeds into the kind of Democratic line that we have to tax more, take their wealth and redistribute it, the whole thing, which never works, but it sounds good, I guess.
And then here we go, Dodd-Frank, then we're back to our elbows up,
exactly.
And
well, that's what we have. The result of the financial crisis was this huge amount of regulation, which is making it hard for the banks to lend, both to mortgages, to individuals, to small businesses. All the generators of growth have been reduced because of this. I think that's one of the reasons the economy is so slow, is the banks are so reluctant to lend. The people who in the past are perfectly creditworthy and would have gotten loans.
Exactly. And, of course, at the top end, at the administrative top end, CEOs of companies, stockholders, they're doing very, very well.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody else, not so well. And people don't like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, the stock market's had a big, big move here, but it's only benefiting a certain portion of the population, and a lot of people are feeling left out there. Their home values aren't going up that much. Their money's sitting in the savings account earning zero. And as you say, the banks are getting rich, the bank stockholders, the CEOs, they're all doing well. Mm-hmm. This is where revolutions start, I guess.
Exactly. Well, on top of that, let's take a look at the dollar. It's not looking too good right
now. It's been falling. Last six months, it's down about 5%. And I think it's going to fall further. What's happening is Europe is getting better compared to us. Remember, they had negative interest rates. They're kind of getting more positive. And our long rates have been falling. So, yeah, the dollar's been falling. And I think all this trade talk makes people worry as well.
Yeah, exactly. How come Europe's doing better? What's going on?
I think it's a recovery. Remember, they've had a massive amount of money pushed into them from the European Central Bank. Mm-hmm. Mario Draghi, the head of the European Central Bank, said, "We'll do whatever it takes to keep from going over the cliff."
Right.
And they were just printing money and buying assets like crazy. Now, he hinted recently that he might be slowing up on that stimulus a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But they poured a lot of money into that economy. So, yeah, I mean, maybe you could call it a sugar-induced high, but they're definitely doing better. Like Germany is doing really quite well. France has got Macron now, and he's talking about changing the whole labor laws to make them more competitive. Britain's actually doing relatively well. The pound has gone down because of Brexit. So the northern part of Europe is doing quite well. The southern part is not doing well. Greece, Italy is just overwhelmed by refugees. Spain, 25% unemployment. So there's really a split within Europe as well.
Yeah, maybe Macron might get a memo out there, tell everybody it's okay to go back to work, huh?
That would be nice, because the moment they want to change any labor laws whatsoever, they go on the streets and they riot. I think it was like 2 years ago, they were talking about raising the retirement age to get Social Security benefits, or you know, their retirement benefits, from 60 to 62. And the unions shut the entire country of France down with riots and so on because that was so completely unacceptable.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Anytime you're in a country that drinks so much wine, you know, you can't upset them, man.
And take a lot of vacation, too. They take the entire month of August off. The entire country does, basically.
Well, exactly. Well, you got to taste all the different wines, and it takes time to do that. You know, that's what I'm for. I'm telling you. Well, Jordan, this is good stuff here. How can people be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Love to help your folks all the time. And to email me on any financial question.
There is Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Bill.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hey there! Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Oh, if you need freedom, the Savior, he's a prison shaking Savior, you got change.
You know, when you think about, a happy life, I'm sorry, big voice, I jumped on you, but I was just so excited at the point he was making. And that is that values and service, those important critical building blocks of our society and individuals' well-being. I don't know people who are miserable that hold to values and service, are miserable. I don't know about you, John Zemerick, but people love here. Dr. John Zemerick joins us right now, senior editor of The Stream. So I want to bring John on right now. John, we're reminded of these issues of life that are so foundational and so important that liberal progressives would want us to turn our back on because they have some other theory they're working on.
Yeah, in the case of Charlie Gard, they're willing to override the basic rights of parents to try to keep their child alive.
Exactly.
It's staggering how they can possibly justify it. I can see that the national health system won't pay for it, okay? That's understandable in a rationed healthcare system, and I think a lot of American private insurance wouldn't pay for the experimental treatments that Charlie Gard with his parents are trying to do. But they raise the money through GoFundMe and other crowdsourcing. So why is it that these English doctors and bureaucrats and European bureaucrats want to stop the parents from trying to save the child's life? And I think the only possible answer is they resent somebody doing something outside the socialist system. It shows up.
Yeah.
The limits of the socialist system, it just goes against their grain. Why should one person get something when someone else can't get it?
Exactly.
Well, just because they have the money. Just because you have the money, why should you get something somebody else doesn't have? Well, I kind of thought that's how the free market works. But you see, they don't like the free market. They don't like people having individual initiative. They don't like people having parental rights. They want everything to be between the individual and the government.
Well, John, we jumped into Charlie Gard real quick, but I want you to give some background here because people need, you know, this is so underreported here in the United States. And I had several comments this week, people asking me about Charlie Garden. I said, I've got John Zamara coming on, and he's going to unwrap this a little bit more. But all I can say as the headline is Charlie Garde is a reflection of single-payer health care in America. Take note. Unwrap this for us, John, so people understand the background of what's going on with this young child.
Charlie Garde is a child in Britain who's very ill, and he was born very ill. It doesn't look like he's going to make it, but there is an experimental treatment that has helped some people that would give him a chance. It's expensive, so the government wouldn't pay for it, and that's fine. The parents couldn't pay for it, but individuals in the West, around the world, have raised the money for it. And the government won't let the parents take the child. They won't even let them take the child home to die in peace at the house. Mm. They're going to leave the child in the hospital, and they're turning off the food, water, and the breathing apparatus. So it's essentially euthanasia. They are enforcing euthanasia. And at first, the Vatican came out on the government side. But there was such an international fury, and Donald Trump even getting involved. So when Donald Trump has to correct the Pope,
yes,
and be more Catholic than the Pope, you know you're in some trouble.
Well, and that was amazing to me. I got to tell you, John, that I thought, well, what is the Pope not understanding, or what are we not understanding about this case? This is a life. Does every life matter or not? And here we have an opportunity where even the world is saying, yes, every life matters. Everybody that believes in life, they support this. They've supported this cause, yeah, and are providing a solution. But meanwhile, the government, in its idiotic stubbornness, says no.
Yeah, they don't like being shown up. They don't like the fact that someone can go around them, that somebody can do something through individual initiative.
This is death by partisanship.
Yeah, just like the Chinese one-child policy. They don't care if those Chinese families have enough money to support another child. No, we have a socialist plan that says how many children you're supposed to have, and any more than that, we're going to abort.
Mm.
Likewise, apparently the English National Health System, if you can't find your treatment there, currently wealthy people can go abroad and get other treatment, and I think leftists hate that. In England, they really resent the fact that people can go outside the system. It's like, imagine in America, all our food came through government cafeterias. You know, remember your high school cafeteria? All food was provided in government cafeterias, but wealthy people or people who saved up could occasionally go get their own
campus
food and cook at a good restaurant.
Exactly.
That's national health for you.
Well, John, I got to tell you, I have a dear friend of mine that I worked together in Los Angeles. And his daughter was living in London, and she was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. She goes to take advantage of her free health care, and the doctors say, yep, you've got cancer. And she goes, okay, well, what next? She goes, well, you are in a queue. She goes, well, what do you mean I'm in a queue? Well, you're in a line, and we only address 12 people a year. That's all we're budgeted for, is to address 12 people a year. And she goes, oh, okay, so what number am I? That would be number 36. So, you know, her next phone call was back home to Dad. She's still an American citizen by the grace of God. So she comes back to America and gets immediate treatment and is cured. And this is a classic example. These are stories, anecdotal stories that people do not hear unless you come in direct contact with a single payer concept. And, you know, this is what Democrats, this is what Barack Obama, Jonathan Gruber, and all those that put together Obamacare realized that, hey, look, we'll have enough time to get the goodies out there, get everybody addicted on this great-tasting chocolate, that by the time they realize what's happened, they're like that frog in the boiling water.
Right. You didn't realize it's chocolate X-lax, and you're locked out of the bathroom.
Exactly. Exactly. There it is. Well, John, lots to talk about. I'm going to take advantage of you being here. Of course, all eyes are on the G20 and Trump's powerful Warsaw speech. I know the mainstream media is going bonkers. They're absolutely brain damaged. They can't undermine the truth and the power of this messenger.
to the world, I would say, not only to our country, but to the world.
Yeah, he's living rent-free inside their heads, whether he's doing his silly gif on Twitter of him, an old wrestling promotion that with CNN and provoking them to like blackmail and intimidate ordinary private citizens, or he's giving us a perfectly sound speech in Poland of the kind that Charles de Gaulle or Konrad Adenauer or Harry Truman, any of them could have given that speech. Mm-hmm. But now the left, like the Atlantic Monthly and Vox, are presenting it like it's some sort of alt-right racist speech. It's nothing to do with that. It's talking about Western civilization. Now you've got people like Peter Beinart saying, you can't talk about Western civilization. That's racist because those people were white. Well, the fact that it was created by white people, like certain things, certain values came out of the West, doesn't mean that they only apply or are only beneficial for white people. I mean, Indians invented the numbers we use. Mm. I guess we're culturally appropriating them when we take those what are called Arabic numerals. They're actually Hindu numerals. Mm. Maybe we shouldn't use them. We should do all our math with Roman numerals. Ideas and values, where however they're created, they're universal, and everyone can benefit from them if they're good. Everyone can suffer from them if they're bad. Exactly. Communism was created by white people. That doesn't mean white people should rally to it. And democracy and capitalism emerged from Europe. That doesn't mean that they don't benefit people of other races. So when Trump defends Western civilization and Christianity, to say that's white supremacist is so phenomenally ignorant and so insulting to the millions of Christians who support Western civilization who are not white all around the world.
Yeah, and to your point, John, who led the way in the fight against slavery but Western civilization?
Yeah, first civilization ever to think slavery was wrong, even to question it. Yeah. Slavery wasn't questioned anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Slavery still exists in the Arab world, in the Muslim world. You got Arabs capturing black slaves in Libya today. Still happening, thanks to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
Exactly.
God bless America.
Well, and this is the other thing that's pretty scary with human trafficking that's going on even in our country and illegal immigrants. So one of the things that's greatly overlooked, John, I get beat up all the time from people saying, Bill, you know, you're Hispanic. You should know better than this. And I go, I do know better. And what I'm protecting are those people who come here that are unprotected and that are serving, people for malintent, sexual slavery and things like that, that they have no way of any kind of defense whatsoever. They're absolutely vulnerable. But this is what happens when you're illegal. You do not you don't come under the protection of the law.
Yeah, you're in 19th century law. It's like, like Charles Dickens. You're working, no regulation, no insurance, no protection, no minimum wage. And yet the leftists support this. It's bizarre.
Well, it's been quite the study in these first 150-plus days of the Trump administration. The media's minds are continuing to explode. And as you wrote about, John, in one of your columns, Trump didn't bring a knife because it's a gunfight, and the media is realizing that they may have tangled with the wrong hombre. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I cringe sometimes when he does things that don't seem presidential, but then they turn out to be providential because they troll the left into these hysterical, insane, psychopathic meltdowns that it's like he's doing it on purpose to like a doctor poking a wound to make the pus.
Energy and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's a no-brainer.